果在加州啊盖一个五层楼的房子，在我们加州哈。
If I build a five-story house in California.
啊，那是一个没有打地基的一个五层楼。
And this house has no foundation.
啊，我也把那个房子啊，这个装潢的非常的豪华，非常的漂亮。
And I remodel this house, or I model it in the inside, so it's very luxurious.
那我要送给你，请你去住。
And I invite you to live in this house.
啊，如果你知道这个房子，这五层楼啊的房子是没有地基的，你愿意去住吗
？If you know that this five-story house has no foundation, would you be willing to live in it?
啊，我想我们再豪华，我们不愿意住到这样一个危险的房子。
And I believe that no matter how luxurious this house is, we would not want to live in this dangerous house.
那我盖这样的一个房子啊，其实是没有意义的。
And actually, it's meaningless for me to build a house such as this.
啊，花了很多钱，但是事实上不能够住人。
Because I would have spent a lot of money, but no one could live in it.
啊，我们人的生命在地上的生命很有限。
And our lives on earth are very limited.
啊，所以我们总是希望我们做的事情是有意义的、有价值的。
Therefore, we always hope that what we do has meaning and value.
那在主耶稣基督里头来追求灵性的长进，啊，这是一件有意义的事情。
And to pursue spiritual growth within the Lord Jesus is something that has value and meaning.
啊，尤其我们知道我们是一个真正重生的人。
Especially when we know that we are a person who has truly been reborn.
啊，照着主耶稣所给我们的，啊，给我们的救恩，我们领受的。
And we have received the salvation that the Lord Jesus has given us.
哦，那我们也要首先明白灵性不断的长进，这个是，啊，这个是可行的。
And first, we have to recognize that spiritual growth or constant spiritual growth is possible.
哦，这个不是一个理想，这是一个事实。
It's not just an ideal, it's a reality.
啊，因为神要帮助我们灵性长进。
Because the Lord wants to help us grow spiritually.
啊，我们每一个个人，我们也可以来帮助自己灵性长进。
And as individuals, we can help ourselves grow spiritually.
啊，再来，神如何来帮助我们呢？
Secondly, how can God help us?
啊，神要借着圣经来帮助我们灵性长进。
The Lord helps us through the Bible and helps us grow spiritually.
啊，我们知道日本在二次大战啊，日本偷袭珍珠港之后啊，美国也参战。
And we know that after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor during the Second World War, the United States joined the war.
啊，当美国参战之后啊，他就啊，美国就常常用轰炸机啊，在某些地区来轰炸。
And after the United States joined the war, it often used bombers and bombed several locations around the world.
啊，在当时啊，有一种啊，能够载啊一种很笨重的一种啊这个轰炸机。
And there was this very cumbersome plane that was a bomber.
啊，因为我们知道啊，在二次大战那个炸药啊。啊，还不是很发达，所以啊，都是很笨重的。
And we know that during the Second World War, technology wasn't so advanced, so all the bombs were very heavy.
啊，我已经不记得说这一种轰炸机它叫什么名字。
And I don't remember the exact name of that type of bomber.
那有一种轰炸，这种轰炸机啊，它能够载很多炸药。
But this bomb carrier, this type of aircraft.Could carry a lot of bombs.
啊，当然了，它的那个航程的距离啊，也不会很长。
And of course, the distance it could fly was not very long.
啊，所以通常一次的任务啊，他们大概要在一个小时之内这样来回。
And oftentimes, their missions had to be completed within 1 hour.
啊，所以他们要把时间计算得很准确。
That's why they had to be very precise in their calculation of time.
啊。用多少的时间到那里轰炸，然后多少的时间回到基地。
They had to know how long it took to go to a certain location, bomb the place, and return back to the base.
啊，有一次啊，这一架飞这样的啊，有一架这样的飞机啊，它到某一个地点出任务啊，已经好几次了。
And one time there's a bomber that went to a certain location for a mission, which it had already gone to several times.
哦，那有一次啊，他们去完成了任务。 要回到基地。
And one time they completed their mission and was returning to the base.
啊，那一天风势很强。
And that day there was a very strong wind.
那他们回基地这一段回程啊，是顺着风。
And when they returned to the base, they were going with the wind.
那风很大，而且视线很不好。
The wind was very strong and visibility was low.
啊，这个飞行了一段时间之后，仪表板显示说应该着陆了，需要着陆。顺着风。
So and after flying for a while, the plane indicated that it was time to land.
那个驾驶员呢、啊，看一下他的手表。
The pilot looked at his watch.
他发现说，应该照他的经验，还要再飞五分钟。
And according to his experience, he knew that they had to fly another 5 minutes.
啊，但是仪表盘的显示是说要着陆了。
But the controls on the plane indicated that it was time to land.
啊，所以他必须要做一个决定。
So he had to make a decision.
是要照他的经验呢，还是要根据仪表盘的指示？
He had to decide whether or not to go by his experience or rely on the control panel.
照他的经验，应该还要再飞五分钟。
Because according to his experience, he needed to fly another 5 minutes.
但是很有可能是应该着陆。
But there was a possibility that it was time to land.
因为仪表盘显示说要着陆了，需要着陆了。
Because this is what the controls told him.
那他必须要这架飞机的这些工作人员，他们必须要做一个决定。
And the crew on that aircraft had to make a decision as well.
他们可能如果照着仪表盘，可能会是错误的。
If they relied on the controls, maybe they would make a wrong decision.
如果照他们的经验，也有可能是错误的。
But if they relied on their experience, they could also make a wrong decision.
如果说应该着陆，他们没有着陆。
If it was time to land and they didn't,
他们飞过头了，他们可能会坠毁在这个丛林里头。
They would miss their mark and land in the jungle.
结果他们后来是决定说照着他们的经验。
And later they decided to rely on their experience.
再飞五分钟才着陆。
So they flew another 5 minutes and then landed.
结果这架飞机就坠毁了。
And at the end, this plane crashed.
因为他们不愿意相信仪表盘的指示，他们相信自己的经验。
Because they didn't want to rely on the control panel, but they relied on their experience.
在我们生活当中，我们有很多的经验。
In our lives, we have many experiences.
在我们的信仰里头，圣经给我们很多的教导，这个指示。
And in our spiritual pursuit, the Bible gives us a lot of directions and teachings.
有时候我们真的会面临说，是要照着圣经的原则呢，还是根据我自己的经验。
And a lot of times we have to decide whether or not to go by the principles of the Bible or rely on our experience.
我们常常知道，如果我们不照着圣经的原则、圣经的指示有时候我们的生活就好像那一架飞机坠毁了。
And we often know that if we don't go by the principles of the Bible, then we turn out like that plane that crash landed.
我们请参考四世纪十六章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 16. Judges chapter 16, verse 20.
大利拉说：“参孙啊，非利士人哪里来了？”参孙从睡中醒来，心里说：“我要像前几次出去活动身体。”他却不知道主已经离开他了。这是讲到我们所熟悉的参孙的故事。
This verse talks about the familiar story of Samson.
这个参孙根据他的经验他是大有力气的一个人。
According to Samson's experience, he was a mighty man with a lot of power.
虽然非利士人想办法要抓拿他，但是都失败。
Even though the Philistines tried to capture him, they all failed.
所以这一次他也想说，我很快的就会打败这些非利士人。
And that's why this time he thought to himself that he would conquer the Philistines very quickly.
啊，事实上他错了。
But actually, he was wrong.
啊，因为他没有照着神给他的指示。
Because he did not comply with the directions that the Lord had given him.
啊，他将他有力气的那个秘密告诉了别人。
He told the secret of his power to other people.
啊，他的那个这个没有剃过的头发被剃掉了。
And the hair that was never trimmed was shaven off.
根据他过去的经验，他是很有力气的。
According to his past experience, he had great power.
但是事实上，他已经失去了他的力气。
But actually, he had already lost his might.
我们灵性的成长跟我们得救有关系。
Our spiritual growth has to do with our salvation.
而这本圣经，它能够帮助我们来成长。
And this Bible can help us grow.
因为这本圣经要帮助我们来认识神。
Because this Bible will help us know God.
来增加我们的力量，让我们能够成长。
It will add to our strength so we can grow.
这本圣经要帮助我们来检查我们自己。
This Bible can help us examine ourselves.
我们早上已经有 提过，我们要成长，我们必须要知道我们在哪些方面我们需要来成长。
In the morning, we already discussed that in order for us to grow, we need to know where we need to grow.
我们需要圣经来帮助我们，来评估我们的言语，我们的行为。
We need to use the Bible to help us evaluate our actions and our words.
圣经要帮助我们来改变我们自己。
The Bible is going to help us change ourselves.
帮助我们知道我们应该知道的。
It will help us know what we ought to know.
帮助我们知道我们应该成为一个怎样的人。
And it'll help us know what kind of person we should become.
这本圣经帮助我们去知道说我们应该去做什么。
And the Bible will tell us what we ought to do.
在灵性上要成长，我们很多的习惯或者观念是需要改变。
And for us to grow spiritually, we need to change a lot of our habits and our thinking.
这一本圣经就是要来给我们做这样的帮助。
And this Bible will help us in these ways.
这本圣经成为我们生活当中的一个绝对的标准。
And this Bible is an absolute standard in our lives.
这样才能够真的给人生活当中有真正的力量。
And it can give us true power in our daily lives.
今天人生活当中缺少一种的力量就是道德的那种绝对的标准。
And one thing that's lacking in people's lives today is a moral absolute.
没有这个道德标准的力量，人没有办法在灵性上来长进。
And without the power of this moral absolute, people cannot grow spiritually.
当我们人与人之间有这个争执的时候，
And when we fight with one another,
我们总是希望找一个人来评论一下是谁对。
We always want to find a third person to judge who was right and who was wrong.
在生活当中，我们不能够没有这个对错的这种分别。
And in our lives, we can't have no distinction between right and wrong.
但是这种所谓的标准是越来越没有，越来越模糊。
But this distinguishment between right and wrong is becoming fuzzier and fuzzier.
如果没有标准的话，我们对很多人的行为我们只能够说我不喜欢你这样做。
If we have no standards, then we can only tell certain people, I don't like you to do this and that.
我们不能够对人说你这样子做是错的。
We can't tell someone what you are doing is wrong.
比如说有一个人偷窃。
For example, if someone steals,
我们只能够说我不喜欢你这样子做。
We can only say I don't like you doing this.
我们不能够说你这样子做是错的，是犯罪的。
We can't tell them what you're doing is wrong, that you are sinning.
其实现在很多的人是生活在这样的情况之下。
But a lot of people live under this type of circumstance.
比如说以这个偷窃来讲。
For example, stealing.
什么是错？
What is wrong?
错就错在于我不小心被发现了。
They think that the part that's wrong is that they were discovered by someone else.
那真的这个社会在很多事情上面是越来越变成这个样子。
And the whole society is shifting towards this idea.
现代的人是自己啊，以自己为中心，以自己为主。
The modern man thinks of himself as the center of the world.
我的感觉就是原则。
Because their feelings are their principles.
我的情绪就是原则。
Their emotions are their principles.
这是为什么这个社会它会越来越往下走。
And this is why society is falling downwards.
这也更让我们能够深深的去体会到说这本圣经对我们是多么的重要。
And contrasted with this, this is why the Bible is so important.
所以今天这本圣经要帮助我们在灵性上来长进。
So today this Bible will help us grow spiritually.
让我们能够跟罪真的来隔绝。
It will help us truly depart from sin.
所以我们如果灵性要长进，我们要完全的来顺服这本圣经的教导。
And for us to grow spiritually, we have to completely obey the teachings of the Bible.
当然我们不可能一天我们就做到了。
And of course, this is not something we can do in one day.
但是我们知道，如果我们用圣经做我们生活的原则，我们是会一天一天的来进步的。
But we know if we use the Bible as the principle in our life, then we will improve day by day.
为什么我们知道我们灵性是一定能够成长？
Why do we know that we can for sure grow spiritually?
因为我们有这么许多的弟兄姐妹。
Because we have so many brothers and sisters.
所以我们也知道我们弟兄姐妹之间彼此的帮助是可以让我们的灵性来成长。
And when brothers and sisters help one another, we can all grow spiritually.
我们人从一出生开始我们就需要有很多的帮助。
And as soon as a person is born, they need a lot of help.
我们物质上需要得到帮助。
We need help materially.
我们的情感上、感情上，我们需要得到帮助。
We need help emotionally.
我们在知识上，我们也需要别人的帮助。
And we need help in terms of knowledge from other people.
那我们在灵性上、灵性的成长上，也是需要别人的帮助。
And even spiritually, we need the help of others.
所以在圣经里头有很多有关这些我们彼此之间的这种帮助的勉励。
And in the Bible, there are many encouragements about helping one another.
比如我们以罗马书来看几个经节。
For example, let us turn to the book of Romans for some verses.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第五节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 5.
第五节，我们这许多的人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Verse 5. So we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
这里说我们是互相为肢体。
Here it says that we are members of one another.
第十节说我们要这个爱弟兄彼此亲热。
In verse 10, it tells us that we should be affectionate to one another with brotherly love.
再看罗马书十五章。
Let's also turn to Romans chapter 15.
十五章第五节说我们要彼此同心。
In Romans chapter 15, verse 5, it says we must be like-minded toward one another.
第七节告诉我们说要彼此接纳。
In verse 7, it says we should receive one another.
十四节告诉我们说要彼此劝诫。
And in verse 14, it tells us to admonish one another.
所以不但在罗马书，在其他的其他的书里头常常会提到彼此来做什么事情。
And in other books of the Bible besides Romans, it tells us to do these things to one another.
因为尤其今天我们成为基督的身体，我们互相为肢体。
And especially today as members of the body of Christ, we should help one another.
我们都属于这身体里头的一个部分。
And we all belong to this body of Christ as one member.
所以我需要弟兄姐妹，弟兄姐妹也需要我。
And I will need brothers and sisters, while brothers and sisters will need me.
所以我们在真理上面，我们一起来学习。
And therefore, in truth, let us learn one with one another.
当我们在一起的时候，比如说今天早上，我们来举办圣餐礼。
And when we are together, for example, this morning when we are holding the Holy Communion.
我们来领受主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血，也是需要弟兄姐妹在一起。
For us to receive the blood, the body and the blood of Christ, we need to have all the brothers and sisters together.
那我们如何让我们的行为越来越好呢？
And how can we make sure that our deeds are improving?
我们也是需要弟兄姐妹彼此的这种勉励跟劝诫。
We need the encouragement and the admonishment of brothers and sisters.
我们请参考马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十五节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得着了你的弟兄。十六节。
Verse 16.
他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。十七节。
Verse 17.
若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。这里在主耶稣在教导在教会的生活里头的其中的一个项目。
And here the Lord Jesus teaches us one type of relationship within church.
是的，在生活当中，我们都会有软弱，会有过患。
It's true that in our daily lives, we will have times of weakness and we will have times of sin.
那我们要记得，我们是一个身体。
But in these times, let us remember that we are one body.
不要以为说我的软弱是我的事情。
And we shouldn't think that our weakness is our own problem.
不要觉得说我的过患是我自己的事情。
And we should not think that my mistake is my own problem.
我们的软弱，我们的过患，事实上是会影响到整个身体。
Because our weakness and our mistake will affect the whole body.
所以我们必须要互相的去劝告，去勉励。
Therefore, we have to warn one another and encourage one another.
有人软弱了，有人有过患了，我们需要知道的人，我们需要去纠正他，去劝勉他。
And if someone has sinned or someone has weaknesses, we have to help correct them.
这个也不是只是个人跟个人之间的事情。
And this is not a matter between one person and another.
这是跟其他的弟兄姐妹有关。
This is a matter between all brothers and sisters.
这是跟整个教会有关。
And this has to do with the church.
所以到最后呢，是教会来劝勉这个有软弱有过患的人。
And at the end, it is the church that encourages this person who has made mistakes.
所以我们愿意在适当的时候我们能够来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
And when the time is appropriate, we should help brothers and sisters.
那当然我们也要在适当的时候来领受别人对我们的帮助。
And of course, at the appropriate time, we should receive help from other people.
有时候我们人很容易有两个极端。
A lot of times it's easy for us to have two extremes.
就是一个就是我们一点都不自己努力，只是要靠别人拉着我们。
The first extreme is when we don't try at all and we want other people to pull us along.
这个其实是不对的。
And this is actually not correct.
那另一个极端就是无论如何我们不愿意接受别人的帮助。
The other extreme is that no matter what, we don't want any help from anyone.
这其实神为什么将我们安排在一起？
But why did God arrange for all of us to be together?
就是要让我们彼此帮助，一起来长进。
This is for us to help one another so we can all grow.
所以我们也要学习着去接受别人的帮助。
Thus, we should learn to accept the help from other people.
所以雅各长老说，当我们有病痛的时候，我们要让教会知道，教会帮助我们祷告。
That's why the elder James told us that if we have any illnesses, we should tell the church and ask the church to pray for us.
我们有心灵的 痛苦的时候、啊、我们要从弟兄姐妹来得到一些辅导，来得到安慰。
And when we have sadness in our hearts, we should receive counseling and consolation from other brothers and sisters.
啊，为了要让我们的圣经知识能够更长进，我们也需要别的弟兄姐妹来教导我们。
And for our Bible knowledge to grow, we also need other brothers and sisters to teach us.
哦，所以主耶稣也告诉这个十二个使徒说，你们要去让人成为我的门徒。
And that's why the Lord Jesus told his disciples to make disciples of other people so they can become disciples of Christ.
哦，我们需要别人来帮助我们，让我们成为一个门徒。
We need other people to help us become a disciple.
哦，我们不是只是相信主耶稣，我们还要跟随主耶稣。
We not only believe in Christ, but we also need to follow Christ.
哦，那个这个常常需要别人来帮助我们。
And for us to do that, we often need the help of others.
哦，那我们也更进一步的也去帮助别人来成为门徒。
And we should take a step forward and help other people become disciples.
啊，所以我们要接受训练。
That's why we need to be trained.
所以在我们的生活当中一定有人需要帮助。
Because in our lives, there must be someone who needs help.
那在我们自己的生活里头，我们也一定可以得着别人对我们的帮助。
And in our lives, there, we must have places where we need the help of others.
所以因为这样子，主耶稣给我们每一个人有不同的恩赐。
And because of this, the Lord Jesus gave everyone different gifts.
这就是我们教会的财产。
And this is the inheritance of the church.
让我们都能够互相帮助而来长进。
So that everyone can help each other and grow.
有人在研究这个，这个加拿大的，加拿大的那个会飞的那个鹅。
There was a study on Canadian geese.
那个加拿大鹅看起来是很大，但是却能够在空中飞，飞很长的距离。
Even though the Canadian geese are quite large, they can fly long distances in the sky.
那研究的人发现说这真的是也是神创造的奇妙之一。
And the person who studied these geese found out that this is the wonder of God's creation.
这些他们这些奇妙的生活习性也真的是很值得基督徒来做思想。
And the way they live their lives are worthy for Christians to learn from.
当他们在搬家的时候是大大小小一起行动的。
When they migrate, these geese, they migrate all together, young and old.
这研究的人员发现说那些幼小的是那些大的轮流来照顾。
And the person studying these geese found out that the adults take care of the young ones together. Or they take turns taking care of the young ones.
就是大家都有机会去照顾那个幼小的。
And everyone has the opportunity to take care of the young geese.
那是他们的天性。每一个人也会去愿意去照顾那些幼小的。
This is their nature, and everyone's willing to take care of the young.
那他们通常会是一群一群的这样一起飞。
And they usually fly together in groups.
当中有一两只没有办法再继续飞了。
And when amongst this group there is one or two geese who can't fly anymore.
这一小群他们就会一起等下来，然后再一起飞。
The group that they're traveling with will pause and rest before resuming the flight.
那我们看影片他们在飞的时候会有一只在前头，然后 V 字形这样排开来飞。
And when we see them fly, they fly in a V formation with one goose in the front.
那一只在最前头的，那一只应该是最吃力的。
And the person, the goose flying in the front will expend the most energy.
那研究的人也发现说，那个飞第一只的也是用轮流的。
And the person studying these geese realized that the geese take turn to be that first goose.
所以这个加拿大鹅他们真的是一起帮助来达到他们的目标。
And truly, the Canadian geese help each other to reach their goal.
所以我们必须要有教会的生活。
And this teaches us that we must have a life, a church life.
这样才是一个完整的基督徒的生活。
Because only then can we have a complete Christian life.
这样子我们的灵性才能够 有一个真正美好的成长。
In this way, our spirituality can grow.
啊，所以我们要爱教会，我们要喜欢弟兄姐妹在一起的团契。
And thus, we should love the church, and we should love the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
啊，为什么我们在灵性上一定能够长进？
And why is it that we surely can grow spiritually?
啊，因为时间跟试炼要帮助我们灵性长进。
This is because time and the trials we face will help us grow.
啊，我记得啊，我啊老大哈，他小时候很喜欢一本这个小朋友的这个图画的书。
I remember my older son, when he was young, he liked a children's storybook.
哦，他大概每个礼拜至少要翻那一本书翻两次以上。
And each week he had to read that book at least 2 times.
那个小小的一本书啊，那个作者也真的很有创意。
And the author of that book was very creative.
哦，那第一页啊，就是一只小小的毛毛虫。
The first page on this book was a caterpillar.
哦，它在一片叶子上面在吃叶子。
And this caterpillar was on a leaf, eating the leaf.
哦，那个片叶子上面就有一个洞。
And on that leaf there was a hole.
啊，毛毛虫把叶子吃掉了一部分。
Because the caterpillar had eaten part of the leaf.
啊，那就翻到另外一页。
And then you turn to the second page.
啊，那毛毛虫就比较大一点。
The caterpillar had grown a little bigger.
它停在一颗苹果上面。
And the caterpillar is now on an apple.
哦，它也是很努力的在吃苹果。
And it was trying very hard to eat the apple.
那个苹果当然也是一个洞。
And of course the apple had a hole on it.
啊，所以就再翻过另外一页。
And then you turn to the third page.
哦，它就又变成啊，那个毛毛虫又长大了一点。
And you see the caterpillar was a little bit bigger.
啊，它现在停在一颗桃子上面。
And now it was on a peach.
哦，就这样翻到最后哈。他就一直吃，一直吃，然后一直长大。
And you can see this caterpillar continuing to eat and grow bigger.
啊，到最后一页，它就变成很漂亮的一只蝴蝶。
And on the very last page, it became a beautiful butterfly.
啊，这小孩子，他不晓得他知不知道这个就是成长。
I don't know if children know that this is the process of growing up.
啊，但是呢，他看了那一本书，看到最后是蝴蝶啊，就很开心。
But the child.My son, when he saw that the last page, the caterpillar became a butterfly, he was very happy.
哦，那这个鼓励他吃饭呢，也很有帮助。
And this was very good in encouraging him to eat.
啊，因为小孩子在有一些阶段里头啊，就是胃口特别不好哈，就不喜欢这个也不喜欢吃，那个也不喜欢吃。
Because for children during some stages of their growing up, they don't want to eat a lot. They don't like to eat this. They don't like to eat that.
啊，所以这个时候做爸爸妈妈的就一个很好的。鼓励的机会。
And at this time, the parents have a good opportunity to encourage them.
啊，有没有看到这个这么小小的毛毛虫，这么不好看的毛毛虫？你看它一直吃一吃，到最后它变成蝴蝶了。
And we could tell our child, "You see this little ugly caterpillar? It kept on eating and it became a butterfly."
啊，你要不要越来好越长大越漂亮？
Don't you want to look better as you grow older?
啊，你要像这只毛毛虫一直吃一直吃。
You have to be like this caterpillar and eat and eat.
好，嘴巴张开。
Okay, open your mouth.
一口饭就吃进去了。
And then they would eat a bite of rice.
啊，其实啊，我们灵性的成长也像这个样子。
But actually, our spiritual growth is the same way.
啊，我已经讲过哈，我们本来都亏欠神的荣耀。
And I already mentioned we all fall short of the glory of God.
好，我们本来都是在神的面前啊，其实我们啊都是很丑的，很丑陋的。
Actually, before God, we are very ugly.
啊，我们本来啊都是很世俗的，属这个地上的，很属啊，很属肉的。
We were very ugly because we were very worldly and we belonged to the flesh.
啊，但是我们知道啊，我们能够越来越属灵，属于天上。
But we know that we can become more and more spiritual and belong from heaven.
啊，因为神给我们时间来成长。
Because God gives us the time to grow.
啊，神也将我们所需要的资源来赐给我们。
And God gives us the resources that we need.
啊，所以在圣经里头也常常提到这个时间跟成长 之间的关系。
That's why the Bible often tells us that the relationship between time and growth.
啊，这也是为什么主耶稣他来到这个世界上是从婴孩开始。
And that is also why when the Lord Jesus came to earth, he started off as an infant.
啊，虽然圣经没有很仔细的来记载主耶稣成长的过程。
Even though the Bible doesn't record in detail the process of Jesus' growing up.
啊，但是很简单的一个经节的记载，让我们知道。成长跟时间有关系。
But there is one verse that simply tells us the relationship between growth and time.
好，那我们也感谢神，他赐给我们时间来成长。
And we also thank God for giving us the time to grow.
我们请看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音二章五十二节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
五十二节，耶稣的智慧和身量，神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
再来，因为我们在生活当中有试炼，所以我们知道我们会灵性会成长。
Next, because there are trials in our lives, so we can grow spiritually.
让这个试炼呢，让我们能够有那种属灵的眼光。成熟的观念。
And trials give us spiritual eyesight, and it causes us to be mature.
很多圣经里头这些伟大魔幻的人物，他们就是这样子，在时间和试炼当中，他们在灵性上越来越长进成熟。
And there are a lot of good examples in the Bible in which, through trials and time, these workers grew.
有一些。木材啊，是很贵重的，很好的木材。
There's a story that there was some wood, and this wood was very expensive and very fine quality.
每一年一千呐、啊，那个年轮的那个密度非常的密。
And when the wood grows year by year, there's rings, and the rings were very dense.
意思就是说，他每一年成长的并不很多。
And this is to show that each year it didn't grow a lot.
所以他经过很长的时间来成长。
But it took a long time for this tree to grow.
所以就变成很好的木材。
And because of this, this wood, this tree became very good wood.
比如说那个橡木 oak.
For example, there's the oak tree.
在夏天呢，我们在后院种一些这个 cucumber.
In the summer, when we grow cucumbers in our backyard.
那一个季节哈，半年的时间呢，就长成了。
Within half a year, the cucumbers grow and mature.
这个橡木啊，这个要经过几十年呢。
But for an oak tree to grow, it'll take more than a decade.
主耶稣要我们成为橡木啊，不是 cucumber。
But the Lord wants us to be an oak tree, not a cucumber vine.
所以我们需要时间来成长。
And this teaches us we need time to grow.
我们也不要害怕，不要拒绝神给我们的试炼。
And we should not be afraid or refuse the trials that the Lord gives us.
这曾经有人，你知道那个蝴蝶要出来的，它要那个蛹要破了，然后它从里头跑出来。
We know that for a butterfly to come out of the cocoon must be broken.
这个要出来的那个过程其实也是蛮艰难的。
And it's actually.A difficult process to break out of the cocoon.
它通常会先吐出一些液体来，然后才把那个蛹给它咬破。
Usually, the butterfly inside has to spit out some liquid to make a hole in the cocoon.
然后它挣扎着从那个小小的孔。跑出来。
And from the small hole, the butterfly has to struggle to break free from the cocoon.
有一个记录是说，有一个小孩子，他很好心，他看到那个蝴蝶在那边挣扎，要跑出来又跑不出来。
And there's a record of there's a small child who saw the butterfly struggle because it couldn't get in and it couldn't get out of the cocoon.
哦，那他就很好心了，就替他把那个蛹给他撕开。
And so to help the butterfly, he helped tear the cocoon.
结果那一只蝴蝶又不会飞。
But later, that butterfly could not fly.
它没有那个力量飞。
It didn't have the strength to fly.
哦，所以它那一个挣扎的过程啊，其实是它必须要有的。
And actually, that period of struggle was something that was necessary for the butterfly.
哦，就好像很多时候那小 baby 一出生下来啊，一定要哭。
Just as when a baby is born and has to cry.
哦，我听说啊，大概也是真的。哦，有医生啊会把小孩子屁股打一下，让他哭出来。
And I've heard this, and maybe it's true that some doctors hit the baby on the bottom so the baby will cry.
哦，我们都知道，对小 baby 来讲，哭啊，其实对他也是一个让他能够更强壮的一个重要的项目。
And we know that for a baby to cry, it helps them become stronger.
啊，当然哭啊，对父母亲来讲，常常会觉得说，好像是这个不忍心让他这样哭。
And as a parent, it's hard to see a baby cry.
哦，但是很多时候这些是必须要有的过程。
But a lot of times these are necessary processes.
我们基督徒要能够成长，我们需要有一些的试炼。
And as for a Christian to grow, we also need some trials.
那要紧的是，在试炼当中，我们仍然是站在对的位置做对的事情。
And the important thing is, during the trials, we stand in the right place, doing the right things.
哦，这样的试炼才会真的成功，真的有意义。
Only when this happens can this trial have meaning, and we can learn from it.
约瑟在埃及的前面那十几年，对他来讲就是一个试炼。
For Joseph, the first years he spent in Egypt was a trial.
哦，他坚持的。在对的位置做对的事情。
But he insisted on standing on the right ground, doing the right thing.
所以从圣经的记载里头，我们没有看到约瑟他的怀疑或者他的埋怨。
So in the Bible's recordings, we don't see any doubts or complaints from Joseph.
他还是坚持要做对的事情。
He insisted on doing the right thing.
啊，所以啊，他说我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神？
And that's why he asked, "How can I do this great sin against my God?"
纵然他见到了那些害他的哥哥们
，and even though he saw the brothers who had put him in that situation,
他还是坚持的要在对的位置做对的事情。
He insisted on doing the right thing at the right place.
哦，你如果仔细的读啊，你可以感受到约瑟当时他内心的那一种冲击跟挣扎。
If we read the Bible carefully, we can sense the conflict within Joseph's heart.
他已经有那个能力来报复。
Because he had the power to seek revenge.
啊，但是圣经给他，神给他的教导的原则是不能够报复。
But the principle that the Lord had taught him was to not seek revenge.
啊，这就是为什么约瑟哭了好几次。
And that is why Joseph cried several times.
哦，那是。那 也包括着他的那一种人性 的挣扎。
And the times he cried also contained the struggles he had as a human being.
这对他来讲也是一个试炼。
This was also a trial to him.
啊，但是就是因为这些试炼，他成长了。
But because of these trials, he was able to grow.
他成为圣经里头一个人人所喜欢的一个模范的人物。
And he became a role model in the Bible that everyone likes.
啊，神一定会让我们在灵性上来成长。
God will surely allow us to grow spiritually.
他要来建设我们。
He will build us up.
哦，他不是只是修修我们的水龙头，补补我们破漏的屋顶。
He not only just patches up our aging roof or fixes the faucet.
哦，如果这样子，我们仍然只是一间小木屋。
Because if he does this, then we remain a small log cabin.
他有时候可能。整个把我们拆掉。
Sometimes he pulls us apart.
那盖起来的， 可能就是皇宫，就不再是小木屋。
And then he builds us up as a palace, not a log cabin.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.